Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances, well, they can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, qualified kingdom advisor, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and your co-host for the next 30 minutes. Because today I'm joined by my son, George Langdon V, but we call him Five. Five, I'm so glad that you're here with me. It's been a while.
It has. Thank you for having me.
Well, I thought today, as we're talking about creating a financial plan and also making a financial biography, you are an expert in that area. You love to do that. And I thought, who better to bring on board with me to talk about it today? So that's where we're going to focus.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. Let's dive in.
So usually what happens is when an individual provides information to us, we send them out a slew of questions. And I want to just tell you right now, if you receive that packet from us, do not be overwhelmed. I know you're already saying, really? You just told me it was a slew of information. And it is. But we ask a lot because we give a lot. And if we don't understand the depths of your financial situation, well, then I believe we can't give guidance. Then we're just saying, well, I think this mutual fund may work for you. What we really want to do, and what I would think you would want to do as our listeners and those of you viewing us on YouTube, is that you would want to work with advisors who so care about your finances that they're willing to go through all the papers to find out who you really are, what is important to you, and where you're going in life. And then that becomes the roadmap that we make. And Five, I want to talk about it because I know it takes you about 20 hours just to put all this information in. That doesn't count the time when we're collaborating and we're going over it, and then when we're presenting to the client, which I know, again, can seem overwhelming. But when we get to the core of it, when this plan is done, the peace that individuals have, I mean, I think about yourself, you have this exact plan. In fact, yeah. That's the one that's in front of me right now with all 45 pages of it. And the piece that Five had when he came in, I'm just going to share this little story, and I promise I'm going to let you talk.
It's fine.
But I remember when Five said, well, Mom, if this is what we're using, this is the software that we're using with the clients, I want to have my own in it. And so it went. I said, how's it going? I'm not done yet. How's it going? Still not done. And it took him quite a while. But when it was done, I remember you coming into the office and saying, Mom, look at this. This is what I see projected for me. And look at this. And if this happens, and here's the contingency over here. And then I've got a contingency on my contingency. And it was just exciting.
Yeah.
It was exciting as a mom to see my son with his financial plan and feeling confident about it. It was exciting as a business owner, knowing the financial plan that we can offer individuals when they come in, Five. When clients walk in, they can walk out truly feeling confident. They can point to the numbers on the page. And in this case, I love it, we even have pictures of family on the page because I think that's important. Yeah. You know, there's nights when you're working late. And you want to be able to see the pictures of the people that you're serving. And I'm just very excited about this plan, in case everyone can't tell. But Five, let's just start from the beginning, because as you know, we go ahead, we send out that information to individuals, they give it all back to us, and then they wait a few weeks because we need to get that information. What happens on your end? And what do you find exciting about the plan?
Yeah, so with the plan, I found that there's really two primary parts, right? There's the client as who they are, what matters to them, their hopes, their dreams, all of that. Mm-hmm. And then there's the numbers component. I'm fairly analytical. So,
yes.
So I do enjoy both components because I love getting to know our clients, but I also love going through the numbers mm-hmm. and then seeing where everything stands. And what's great is it's no longer, you know, a guesswork component mm-hmm. of, well, is this how much it costs me to live? Well, we're able to backtrack that in by saying, hey, this is how much you made. This is what you paid in taxes. Mm. And this is how much you saved. So the rest must have gone there unless people say, oh, well, actually, I did a large home improvement last year and that cost me X amount of dollars. So then we're able to say, okay, well, that's not a normal cost of living.
Right.
So what's nice is from an analytical standpoint, not only I, but the client can have confidence in the fact that, hey, we've ran the numbers. In fact, we went over all of last year. Mm-hmm. And okay, this is what it cost me to live. Okay, this is what I'm saving. This is what I'm paying in taxes. So I really enjoy going through mm-hmm. those numbers and then finding the different years that we need to pull from different areas. And mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoy that, just being analytical as I am.
Well, and what I like about that five is that when people come to our office, you know, they come at all stages. You know, they're just starting out or they're in their 40s, 50s. But I have a lot of clients, as you know, that are coming that are ready to retire.
Yeah.
And so our meetings start picking up. Now, instead of meeting once a year, you know, then we're meeting two times, three times a year. Nope. And that's where we do that cash flow cornerstone, where we're looking at it and we're actually able to look at the numbers. And this is what I think is so helpful to them, is they can see the numbers. Like, this year, we're going to have Social Security, we're going to have a pension, and we're going to be short by this much. And this is what account we're pulling it from. And I think there's a lot of confusion on that of, okay, I've got a plan to get to retirement, and I want to talk about that plan today. But what do you do when you're the one that says, hey, I'm ready for retirement. How do I do this? And there's some confusion on that. And that's where I believe the cash flow cornerstone part that we provide literally can help them say, okay, I see what Social Security is. I see what my pension is. And some people don't have pensions. And which account? Am I taking it from my Roth, my IRA, my 403B? Where's it coming from? And then what's nice is we're even able to say, okay, now we're going to increase it each year with a cost of living, because a lot of times people don't realize that. So I'm excited about this. But let's back up and let's talk about, for those individuals who aren't ready to retire five. Hmm. They're just saying, you know, I've been doing this a wing and a prayer. I've been throwing money into my 401k, my 403b, and I think I'm ready for a plan. Let's walk through what a plan would look like for them. So let's go to the beginning, because the beginning, and if you don't mind, I'm going to have you share a little bit from your plan, yeah, just so we can give real life examples.
Yeah.
There's the first section I want to talk about is there's a biography on who you are and what's important to you. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, this is what's important to me. And it's like one sentence. But we really want to dive down deep, because the truth is what we believe and what we so value, we're going to find a way to make sure that happens. So we need to make decisions that are in alignment with it. So the biography, we want to talk about dreams and aspirations. We want to talk about concerns. Mm. You know, what are people concerned about? And then, of course, we want to talk about who are the people that are influencing them.
Yeah.
You know, there's many quotes that have said that the top five people around you are the ones that are the most influential. And that's who you're becoming. And so I'm very careful, like, who's my inner circle? And yes, son, you are part of it, because we spent most of our waking moments together at work. But I even think of the books we read, yeah, the podcasts we listen to, the message that's preached on Sunday. These are things that are coming into our spirit that shape us,
yeah,
and our mindsets and can influence us. But let's talk about the biography part and the dreams and aspirations. Yeah. Like, so when you put it together on your end, what did that look like? What did it feel like? Let's go there. What did it feel like walking through it so that people have an idea? Like, yeah, what were some of the questions that you asked? And then how, share a little bit on how you answered.
Yeah, so during this process, it was oddly emotional actually for me a little
bit. I know.
Because it really caused me to take a step back and say, what are my priorities? What do I want to see? What really keeps me up at night? And all of those different things. So as far as the biography, you know, I already knew I'm very family oriented. I mean, that's a big piece. My wife is as well. That's one of the things that we really connected on, is how much we love family, both our extended, but then our immediate. So we talked a lot about that. So there was a big portion of that. We have a almost 2-year-old, mm-hmm, and she is a big part of, you know, wanting to make sure we've both been blessed, is the way we feel. So we want to make sure that we're building a solid foundation for her. And that was a big piece of that. And then also too, we both work a lot.
Yes.
And so one of the things we're working to do is prioritize lifestyle and mm-hmm. saying, you know, okay, we need to make time for us. We need to make time for us as a family.
Yes.
You know, and for time with friends. And so even that went into the biography of, hey, Five is looking to do this, mm-hmm. you know, and they would like to do this trip. That's a big trip for them. And, you know, so even just kind of making myself walk through it of mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's actually what really matters to me. Or, yeah, you know, setting up my Sunday family dinners with, you know, my mom, my dad, my sisters coming yep. over. Hey, that's what really matters to me. You know, these other things are nice, sure, but here is my priority. And that's what it really helps you do, is flesh out that priority of mm-hmm. what matters. Mm-hmm. So that's a big piece of really the biography, is kind of getting an understanding of who you are. Now, this isn't something where we send out questions, but mm-hmm. it's something where it's really part of the conversation, because the numbers we can run based off of statements and based off of tax returns and things mm-hmm. like that. But really, it's a conversation where we're getting to know. Now, I had the conversation in my head. I'm not crazy, I promise. But know where the client's going to walk through that, and it's not going to just be, tell us your hopes and dreams. It's, let's talk about what you're trying to accomplish and things like that.
I think that's one of the most satisfying things that I find as a financial planner, is when I'm meeting with my clients and they've talked to me about a trip they wanted to take. Yeah. And then they take it.
Yeah.
Remember, we had this one client, they wanted to go on a cruise to Alaska. And we talked to them about this for years, and we planned and they scrimped and they saved and they did it. And so remember, we had chocolate covered strawberries sent to their stateroom. We had champagne sent. I mean, it was a big deal that they had done yeah. that. So we didn't hear anything from them. And then I remember coming, they came in for their annual review. I'm like, so how was the trip? We talked about it. And she's like, and did you know they put champagne and chocolate covered strawberries in your room? And I'm like, yep, if someone pays them to. But it was just, I just love being part
yeah.
of the dreams of the clients and watching those dreams come true. So we've had clients recently that have gone to Italy mm-hmm. who have found a relative of their mom and dad who had passed away, who bought their land. That was, they came back just tears in their eyes. They're like, we have to go out for dinner. And over dinner, they're showing us the pictures on their phone, scrolling through, and we got to see Italy with them. But I think that all goes to the part of, we have to really know the client,
yeah.
which is what we're asking the client to do, is know yourself. Like, if you were to sit down today, if that was your assignment, would you know what is dear to you and to your spouse, your loved ones, to your kids, to your family? I know that for myself, I think of George and how he wants to go on a trip to Alaska. So if all of a sudden there was, Crystal, you can go on any trip in the world, I know what I would do, because I know how much that would mean to him. So we've had these type of talks, and I know I'm focusing a lot of trips, but there are other things. Like, I think about how you do family dinners.
Yeah. I mean, I think of the family dinners, which, I mean, it's not some big thing. It's just making sure that we find time that we can all get together. I also think of, you know, for some people, I know for Jenna and I, college is important for our our children, right? We want to be able to help them. So we're working now to make sure that we're doing that. So some people, that's their goal, is saying, my priority, I'll work an extra 5 years.
Right.
I want to make sure that my child's not saddled with the debt of college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these are things that are so helpful for us to understand, not just because we truly care about our clients and want to know who they are.
Right.
But also from the numbers perspective, when we start running through that, if there is a problem, a question of, hey, you might have to work a little bit longer, but you can accomplish this goal, or, hey, it's this or that, we're able to walk through those mm-hmm. pieces. But knowing the priority is so crucial. And you can't know that unless you know the person.
I agree with that. Well, I'm going to move on from the biography, but to me, that is important. And, you know, it doesn't, you know this, but I want to make sure that I'm speaking to those who are listening and our YouTube viewers, is that doesn't happen overnight. It's like any relationship. Relationships take time to build. And that's why in the beginning, when we're making the financial plan, it may be more surface type of goals, But as the relationship develops, they begin to say, oh, I can let my hair down here. This is a safe place to say, what if? And I'm going to give one example, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. But I remember I did an initial consultation. I'm sitting there. You'll know who I'm talking about, Five. I'm sitting there. We go through the whole thing. So it's an hour, hour and a half this one went. They're getting ready to leave. She's pushing in her chair, and she's like, you know, someday I hope we can have a second home. I'm like, okay. That is the topic of discussion at our next meeting. And it went on, and they were able to buy a home in Florida. Now they can live over in Connecticut. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And so every time I go to Kingdom Advisors, yep. I stay at their house, and they're like, Crystal, if this wasn't for you, and I say, no. If this wasn't for you, if you didn't begin to express the what ifs in life, and then we create a plan, this wouldn't have happened. This is about people understanding themselves. And I think, Five, so many times we're afraid to dream. Mm. We're afraid to really go there. Yeah. And I'm encouraging people, let's go there.
Yeah.
Let's take a look and see what the numbers say.
Absolutely. I know you said we were going to move on, but truly letting yourself dream is so important because, you know what, there's ones where we may not be able to accomplish those. It does happen. But if we don't even try, if we don't even take the time to say, what really matters? What would I do? You know, I've said this before as far as retirement. People, so many people come to us and say, I want to retire. And we go, why? And they go, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what's the reason? Because I think you're supposed to.
Right. But if you haven't had the time to think about, what is it that I truly want? Some people really want to volunteer and just spend their time doing that. I love doing woodworking. So like, I'm like, yes, I would just love to have a wood shop and build random things.
But that's such a great question, Five, because think of the one client who just recently dropped off all his paperwork and a thumb drive of all his numbers and wrote everything down. His one thing that he had said to you is, I know I can retire. I'm quite sure. I want you guys to double check. I just don't know what to do when I retire. And I loved what you did because I could hear you and you're saying, well, what do you love to do?
Right.
And he began really talking about, okay, what are areas that we can begin to explore now before you retire so that you can walk into it? You know, we've talked many times, and then I promise we're taking a break. We've talked many times about those five stages of retirement. And when people feel lost in retirement, I mean, they went from a consistent pattern that's been there for 20 or 30 years. And now all of a sudden they're at no pattern and they don't know what to do. And that's why it's like, okay, are we volunteering? What are the habits we love? Well, I don't have any habits or hobbies because I've been working this whole time. Well, then we need to change that before retirement so that retirement, you can begin to embrace it. And just like I promised, now we're going to take a quick 60-second break and then we'll be back with more crystal clear finances. Having $1 million sounds exciting, but when your income is dependent upon that million lasting throughout retirement, it can be scary, especially when the stock market's down. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Having consistent cash flow not linked to the market during retirement can help replace the paycheck that used to come weekly. So while it's tempting to want to focus on a large pile of money at your disposal, just remember, cash flow can be your friend. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 today. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined by my son, George Langdon V, who we affectionately call Five. I did not name my son a number, but it worked good with all the different Georges in the office. And it just kind of have stuck, except for when I say high five, and which he totally does not enjoy. So with that being said, today we're talking about the power of a financial plan. And I know we didn't even touch the numbers.
And I just, sorry to cut you off there, but to me, that's such a key part, actually, because there are so much more than the numbers when it comes to the financial plan. And that, so I think this is just showing of that, of there's so much to go through of who you are, getting to know who the client is, what matters to them, what their dreams and goals are. The numbers are something we use to then say, okay, how do we accomplish those things? Mm-hmm. But if we haven't figured out who you are and what matters to you, we're just running numbers. Instead, we really need to know that. So that way we can say, okay, now we're doing this with a purpose.
I love that.
Where is it a trip? Is it college planning? Is it you want to play golf all the time? You want, yeah, you want to do it in the carpentry. And that, before we went to break, you talked about the gentleman recently who said, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the wonderful thing that we've walked through is so many of our clients have walked through that where they've tested different things. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's like, well, I've been interested in doing an RV trip. Well, here's some ideas of how to test out whether you like it or not.
Before you buy it.
You know, we can even help in planning. How do you test out the different hobbies? What's the different things that we've mm-hmm. seen work for people? Whether it's moving down and buying, or do you move down and rent a little bit to make sure? All of those different things. So
I appreciate that. And I'm glad we both feel the same way. It's really the person that drives the plan, not the numbers.
Correct.
So once we understand the individual, what their dreams and aspirations are, who they are, the purposes that God has for their life, then we can begin to move forward. Now, one of the things that we do once we have an understanding of, okay, here's the dreams, here's the aspirations, here's what they want, is we also want to address their concerns.
Yes.
Because the fear of certain things, the fear of running out, the fear of not having enough, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard someone say, I just don't want to run out of money before I run out of retirement. And so we want to make sure we address that. And we see the strain that that will put on marital relationships when I'm sitting down with individuals and you have the one who is the dreamer and the one who is very analytical.
Yeah.
And that fear that's there. I'm thinking of a couple right now where, you know, they finally went to Italy and found relatives there. That was a long time coming and a huge hurdle to get them over because I needed to analytically show the numbers and begin forecasting and saying, look at this is what we're doing. This is where the money will come from.
Right.
But that fear of I will not be a good provider. And, you know, I've seen that with many men that we are doing a financial plan for. That fear of I don't want to get to the end and I've let down my wife. I haven't planned properly. I see that as an ongoing concern that comes up where they've taken the sole responsibility. And I do speak to that because I don't think, and this is just I don't think it is just the man's responsibility. This is decisions that the two of you are making all your life. Yes, someone's the head person that's paying the bills and doing the investments, but it's a team. And I just imagine the weight of that is so heavy.
Well, and you can even see on mine where I wrote the concerns. I mean, obviously, being in the industry, I tend to take lead on our finances at home.
Yes.
She's in healthcare, so she takes lead on that. But I mean, that's my primary concern was, did I miss something?
Yes.
And that's where I would say I actually kind of got a little emotional during this while I was thinking about it. Was like, wow, I can't believe how much stress that is. And it actually caused a really good conversation of, hey, listen, I have no problem taking lead on this, but I want you to be more involved in this. So that way, as we're making decisions, I can say, hey, it looks like the trade-off is this. Mm-hmm. If we want to go do this, then the trade-off is this. Mm-hmm. Are we both on board with that? If we are, then great. Let's do it. If we're not on board with it, if one of us has hesitation, then we have to say, hold back. Maybe the timing's not right. Maybe this isn't right. But either way, I know the stress of that. But I also know that, again, going through this process, even on my own, has helped me have conversations where it's really caused us to become better at this, because all of a sudden we're saying, hey, this is what keeps me up at night. I didn't know that kept you up at night.
Yes.
Okay, so let's figure out a way that we're both sharing the burden, because we want to make sure that we're both happy.
And I love that because it does, it strengthens relationships. So while there's a lot of information you have to gather and sometimes some uncomfortable conversations that you have to have, you walk away stronger as a unit. I mean, I just think of one example of a place that you and Jenna went for a getaway and you said, oh my gosh, we've found our place. Yeah. This is for the season you are in life. This is where you guys want to go every year to rejuvenate.
Right.
But then you went back to your budget and said, okay, in order to do this, then we have to watch this over here. And as a unit, you were able to talk about this and be able to say, yeah, it's that important to us.
Yeah.
So I think of another couple that they're getting close to retiring. She retires just in June. And so she can be moved from New York and go near her grandbabies. And I think about the husband with the responsibility that he takes on it. He's more of the serious one in the two, more of the analytical, looking at all the numbers. And I watch how the relationship can grow between the two of them as she expresses the dreams that she has to be near the grandchildren. But they both come into agreement on what is right. And I'm so proud of her. She had came to the place where they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Husband said, that's great. They were both on board. And then they found out that they wouldn't have health care for 2 years. That's a big deal. And she said, for the sake of our future, what we have in the financial plan, I'm going to stay 2 more years to make sure I exit properly. That's a big deal when people have to do that. So as we're, you know, talking about this today and going over it, these are, while it's not numbers, these are really big steps.
It's what drives the numbers.
It's what I love that five. It's what drives the numbers. And it's what people need to get comfortable saying, I'm going to talk about this first. And I have advisors that can give me counsel, not because of what they're seeing in my account or the numbers on the paper, but they're hearing all of that. Then it gets filtered through the numbers and then we come up with solutions. And that's what I love. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We've got maybe 2 minutes left. Any closing words before we close today?
No, I guess my primary thing would just be start thinking about what would you put on your biography? What would you put as your dream and aspiration? What would be your biggest concern? And I know we didn't really touch on it, but who is a part of your team?
And we'll talk about that next week. Liz, I'm going to have you back five and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
That's really important.
But those are things that it doesn't matter where you are in life financially. Those are things that you can be thinking and asking yourself of right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I there's a book that I'm reading right now. It doesn't sound like it fits with this. It's called Willpower Doesn't Work. You might think, what does that have to do with a financial plan? But it's all about saying, you know what? We can say, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to structure myself. I'm going to do my numbers. That really doesn't matter. What matters is what is it? Where do you want to go? What are the dreams and desires in your heart? Once that gets put into place, then willpower just comes along with you. But it's just that mindset change, a little bit different when people think about a financial plan. But like you said, it's what drives the plan. Well, I want to encourage our listeners to feel free to give our office a call at 518-433-7181 and schedule a time where we can sit down and create a financial plan. Now, the way that it works is you'll give the office a call and we'll do a 15-20 minute phone conversation together. And if we can find out that this is a good fit, then we want you coming in so that we can learn more about you. We can ask these questions. And in the meantime, you can prepare by thinking on those questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Crystal Clear Finances and Alpha Star are separate and independent entities. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.